Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the third Sunday of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Father Greg Hiley. Father Greg is director of the Doctor of Ministry in Preaching at Aquinas Institute of Theology in St. Louis, Missouri. His preaching today is entitled, The Turn to Discipleship.
A reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, verses 1 to 6. Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of the disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing," and they said, "We'll go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" And they answered, "No." And he said, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. Today in chapter 21 of John's Gospel, Simon Peter and six other disciples encounter Jesus in an unpredictable situation. Jesus watches the disciples return from fishing and sees their empty nets. And he says to them, "You have no fish, have you? Cast the net to the other side of the boat." The disciples do so, and they catch 153 fish. Then they grill one of the fish, and while having breakfast with him, their eyes are open to recognize Jesus, who has risen from the tomb. This unpredictable encounter with the risen Lord is the turning point of faith in their lives. So too for us. Sometimes life takes an unpredictable turn and suddenly we see Jesus. In what would be Pope Francis's last homily, read on his behalf by Cardinal Angelo Camastri at Mass on Easter Sunday morning at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Pope Francis put the experience of encounter with the risen Lord this way. We must look for him without ceasing, because if he is risen from the dead, then he is present everywhere. He dwells among us. He hides himself and reveals himself even today in the sisters and brothers we meet along the way, in the most ordinary and unpredictable situations of our lives. He is alive and is with us always, shedding the tears of those who suffer and adding to the beauty of life through the small acts of love carried out by each of us. The night before, in Pope Francis's Easter Vigil homily, read on his behalf by Cardinal Giovanna Battista Re, Pope Francis spoke to us in words that amount to a lasting testament. He called us to actively participate in the turning point of the resurrection. He said, "The risen Christ is the definitive turning point in human history. He is the hope that does not fade. He is the love that accompanies us and sustains us. He is the future of history, the ultimate destination towards which we walk, to be welcomed into that new life in which the Lord himself will wipe away all tears, and death, mourning, and crying and pain will be no more. And it falls to us to proclaim this Easter hope, this turning point, where darkness becomes light.